Let me place on the podcasting hat. Take a sip of the podcasting drink.
I got my shirt on.
Oh, shit, I got my pants on. Hang on. Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Oh, someone just rang my doorbell. Holy crap. Hang on.
What the?
That was unbelievably perfect timing. Get out of town. A small musical interlude. Gee, can you tell which one's out of tune?
What the heck? That was interesting. So, yeah, could you hear any of that?
Tiny mumblings.
That was my wife's cousin's girlfriend and their baby, and dropping off an invitation to a birthday party for the little boy.
So, what does that make you?
Yes.
Absolutely nothing.
Irresponsible.
From beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats. Ho.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the 52nd episode of Thundercats, the podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by friend feeders. I'm Johnny Wellington from Brisbane, Australia.
And I'm Josh Haley from Houston, Texas.
And I'm Mark Wilson in London, Ontario, Canada. And we are the Thundercats.
Oh! Mark is in the his house.
What's up, bitches? I'm back.
What is up, my brother? My long-lost brother.
From another mother. I don't know what that means. But.
It means your collective father impregnated two women.
No.
That's really what it means.
No, for the uninitiated... I don't know if there's such a thing anymore, but Mark has is the third Thundercat from back in the day when we first started a year ago. He was the third or the first or the second, depending on how you count Thundercat.
Black sheep of the family.
But he was with us for 20 episodes, I believe, right?
I believe 20 or 21.
20 or 21.
Something like
that. Yeah. And so now he's back to grace us with his presence for our awesome anniversary. So thank you.
Yes.
So what's been happening in your world, sir?
Not much. I have not been on friend feed, obviously, as much as usual. Just sort of taking a break from things. Just trying to get some things in my life in order, and I don't know, just generally being weird and myself like usual.
Did you write a coffee table book about like memes and stuff that you can how to post gross things on friend feed?
But I do have an idea about a coffee table book about coffee tables.
Oh,
think maybe that's been done. what about I can go on Regis and Kathy Lee and talk about it. So.
Isn't that from
what
a movie?
What about a coffee table book about coffee table books?
That takes it a step further, doesn't it?
There you go. You'd, I've got a coffee table in your coffee table book in your coffee table.
I think we should start a podcast about this podcast.
No.
I'll be starting that next week.
Oh, wait, that's already been done. That's the Random Time Lords. Oh.
Snap!
Burn.
I'm just paying them a compliment. They have Dude, great content. Harsh. What?
We're not gonna start like a war, are we? We're not gonna have to put like Bloods and Crips colors on and go like, yo, and they could be the deadly bunnies, like the cats versus the mud bunnies.
Prez does have that screwy ear screwdriver thing. I might stay away from that guy.
That's a good point. And now he's in Texas, which makes it even him more accessible to me, which is bad.
I'd probably disinfect it too.
Damn you, Steve Prez.
Will you please pour alcohol on that before you kill me with it?
Okay. Enough of starting a podcasting war. I'll get it. Josh, how was your week?
Busy.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened. Oh, well, I got my Dell Mini finally came. So that's the big news, I guess.
Awesome.
So I'm checking that
out.
Dude,
you got a Dell.
Dude. Totally got a Dell, dude. Only because it seems to be the one where you can easily install Mac software on it. But it's, of course, I always make things harder than they should be. And that's what it is.
Have you installed
the app? That's what you
said. Yes. See? It's like a bike. You just hop on and you keep riding.
I can't tell you.
That's what she said.
Exactly. Can't tell you how much we've missed you, Mark. That's what she said.
I don't know. Is that what she said?
Yeah, dude.
If that's what she said, I don't think she's a she. Okay.
I think insert the Jeopardy music there.
Ding, 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 ding.
Go from Ipa Nipa. Do, 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 do.
Oh, yes.
Do, do, do. Well, considering it is a full year of the podcasting that is of the Friend Feed, I still don't exactly know how we got to 52 before we actually got to 12.
What? Dude.
Next. No.
Okay. I just shot a dart all the way across the Pacific, and it's about to hit your neck.
I was thinking the same thing, but I didn't think we should actually discuss that.
No.
There were scheduling issues and numbering issues. That's it.
Okay. Well, sorry to bring it up.
Well, actually, next week, I guess, would officially be the one, but check this out. Remember we had that quote-unquote emergency episode on August 10th when FriendFeed got acquired by Facebook? Yeah. So that was an extra episode, and we gave it a number, and we saw that it was good.
Well, it's just impressive that you made it to 52 before 1 year, because most podcasts would be episode 52, like a year and 8 months later.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they didn't, yeah, right. If they weren't doing a weekly deal.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the persistence is incredible. So, good job.
Hey, man. You're part of it.
That's a good thing to start off with. We have never. Mark, what do you think about Facebook buying FriendFeed in general?
At the time, I was surprised, I suppose. Now that I've had a few months to think about it, it's not shocking. It was inevitable that someone was going to buy FriendFeed. I didn't know who. I never thought it was going to happen that fast. Now that it's happened, there's nothing I can do about it. It's just like, well, whatever. Hopefully Facebook, they'll carry on some of the features that FriendFeed has. And it'll never be the same, but you know, I guess at this point I figure there's nothing I can do about it, so I'll just go with the flow and see what happens.
Yeah. That's pretty much what everyone else has to do.
Yeah. And
well, I mean, that's really all you can do at this point. I was a little bit annoyed at the time when it happened. I felt like, what the hell? But, you know, it's a business, and business is business, and money is money. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird that nothing's really changed yet, right? Except for people bailing on Renfeed. Like if everybody's stuck with it, like, you know, to the end until it completely disappeared, then it would be the same as it was August 9th. But since it's impending, I guess doom is still out there. Then people are, I think I'm going to focus somewhere else. You know, all my energies, since this is probably going away.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you guys have read or heard anything about that new service. I don't know, well, if it's new or not, but that service called Clickset. Mm. And there was that, I believe, Mashable article about it this week, and people got sort of up in arms about it. But it was almost kind of like, it was like they're talking about the new service that's going to replace FriendFeed, but then FriendFeed's still here. But at the same time, there's always that looming, like, when is it going to end thing hanging over it, and no one seems to really know what the answer to that is yet.
Clickset, isn't that what you use to lay down, like, tiles in your kitchen? Or bricks?
I don't know. I didn't pay much attention to the actual article.
I think it's Quickset. Sorry.
Clickset's what you put down in your bathroom.
Well, is this a plumbing podcast?
Uh-oh. And now we've made it to the bathroom. Talks? Nobody talk about the T word.
The loo? The crapper?
Oh, well.
But I wanted to come on and talk about ball cocks. I finally know what they are, and I just...
What is a ball cock? Someone tell me.
Have you discovered your inner ball cock?
Well, I discovered that a long time ago. I think I was about 13.
My ball cocks have dropped, so they're no longer inner.
Your voice changes a lot when your ball cocks drop, I think.
Hair starts growing on places where you didn't know.
And then your father has some awkward discussion with you. And you're like, ew, get out of here.
Yeah, like, mow the lawn. Hey, son, go mow the lawn. Ooh, awkward.
What were we talking about again?
That's our entire podcasting motto. What are we talking about again?
Yeah, are we doing a show at this point, or what's really happening?
We just press record, and then after about 2 hours, we sort of go, and then just chop it all up and push it out.
Yep, that's what she said.
Very good.
Thank you.
Speaking of things with FriendFeed changing, I've noticed over the past couple of days a lot more picture memes are coming back. And it's really starting to feel like ye olde FriendFeed.
Friendly.
So it's a lot of the... hang on. Yeah, so it's... I've stuffed up, I think. No, it's good. Hang on. Let me just get my thoughts back. So yeah, there's been a lot more picture memes coming up, and I think there was Bring Sexy Back, and just what some other ones. There's the Photoshop one you did, Josh, which was the green screen.
Dude, you did a great job with that, by the way.
Did you pay careful attention to the fact I actually even tucked your thumb?
Yes, I noticed that. Thank you.
I paid careful attention to make sure that the shadow went across and it was cast properly. So
I'm still glowing green a little bit, but that's cool. Well, it wasn't a very good green screen.
Well, it took like 30 seconds. I was like, I have to do this, and I have to do it now. There you go.
Yeah, you're the... You're the only one who took... you're one of two people that took me up on the offer that I know of.
Well, I had some other sort of ones to do, but it was a little bit too fuzzy. Your other ones were a little bit out of focus, because if they weren't out of focus, then I would have done some more.
Well, it's kind of hard to green screen shot yourself properly with the right lighting when you only have an iPhone camera and yourself. There's no timer on the thing.
Excuse.
Yeah, whatever. Enough about me.
Let's see. What else? So I just wanted to talk over the past 12 months, talk about some of our favorite memes. Speaking of all things memes, Segway Sam is on fire.
Do it.
I guess the first one that sort of, I think this was the one that really solidified the community together, was actually one started by Mark, which was the sing your favorite TV theme tune.
Ah, indeed.
And I wanted Mark to tell us the reason and the origin behind that.
The reason and the origin was pretty simple, actually. It was a Friday afternoon, and Lindsay Smith had posted on her feed that she was bored and to entertain her or something, if I can remember correctly. So there were all kinds of comments about people saying like what they would do to entertain her, and someone said something about singing, and I said that I would sing the Smallville theme song to her, and then she called me out on it, and I said, well, no, I won't sing the Smallville theme song, but I'll sing the Mr. Belvedere theme song, because, as everyone knows, I have some kind of strange admiration for Mr.
Finish.
Belvedere.
Finish.
A.K.A. Brock Toon. So for some odd reason, I set up my digital camera and I recorded a version of myself singing the Mr. Belvedere theme song a cappella and posted it on YouTube. And then, of course, obviously it posted on to Friend Feed and people started viewing it and thinking, what the hell is he doing? In response, Lindsay posted a video of herself singing the Fraggle Rock theme song, which sort of came as a surprise. And then after she posted that, a few people had made comments, and she said, well, why doesn't someone else carry on and sing a theme song? And from there, it just started to, the ball started rolling, and everyone started doing it. And everyone was having fun with it. A lot of people who said that, you know, they were shy and they would never have done something like that, did it. So that was great. I thought that was, you know, I was one. Like, I was shocked that I did it myself, because that wasn't the kind of thing that I would have normally done in the past. But for whatever reason, I guess Mr. Belvedere, my love of Mr. Belvedere just took me there. And I felt that I had to tell someone that the streaks were on the china. So
are you prepared to sing it again? Encore right now?
Oh, God. No.
No, that's quite definitive. No.
We can do that in post, I guess.
Yes, we'll just take my version from YouTube and insert it here. A streak's on the china, I never met him before. Who cares when you drop kick your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared. But sometimes things get turned around and no one's spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that you can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. And we just might live the good life yet.
The reason I said it sort of it was really something that solidified the community is, I think with picture memes and stuff, it's quite easy. You snap a photo and you can post it, and you're sort of like, but to actually put yourself out there to sing in video and have other people look at it, that is like two or three steps beyond just even sharing a photo. So a lot of people there sort of came out of their shell, and I think it was sort of a testament to the community that we had that everyone was sort of protective and loving, and no one was made like no one was seriously made fun of for doing it. It was sort of more like you put sack down and you did it, so well done.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was it. And I mean, it ended up working out well for me in the end.
That's what she said. I'm sorry.
Inappropriate.
This interview is over. Click.
What? So when you say it every other sentence, it's cool. When I say it, it's inappropriate. Oh, man. Come on. That's no fair.
Go to your room.
Dude, blocked. Blocked. Oh, shoot. That's funny.
But even stuff like even some of the best memes is when everyone was just taking the piss out of each other, like the silly hat meme. I know Lindsay posted an epic one, and I forget which one I did, but yeah, just stuff like that. And the infamous male topless meme.
Mm.
Yes. That certainly caused some interestingness.
What about the, I guess, I don't know if you could call it a meme, but the Steven Perez, the Damn You Steven Perez video. John, do you want to care to tell us about that?
No, I don't. No?
Dude, that's Haggis's fault, man.
Thank you. The whole thing behind me actually contributing my part, I got home, Haggis sent me the message, and I'm like, okay, I have to do something, but I only have a few hours to do it. What am I going to do? And then I of course the competitive fame whore in me sort of took over and went, well, you're going to have to do something shocking. So what's the one thing you could do? I know. Let's take your shirt off, put on a bra and go and sing Marilyn Monroe style. Now, my lovely wife said, if you're going to do that, you might as well go lipstick as well. And I went, go on. And then the debate happened over which color we should have, because I wanted deep slutty red and she wanted this other, like, more darker one that actually looked natural. So it literally happened in the space of probably 10 minutes. I've come in and Rachel's gone, what's happening? I said, I've got to record something for Steven Perez. She says, okay, what do you want to do? This, dang, bang. Did it. And before even thinking, I went, right, put the file, emailed it off to Haggis. And then I sort of sat back down on the couch and Rachel turned to me and said, you just realized what you did, didn't you? I went, yeah, but it's done now.
Well, it's kind of liberating.
You yourself.
You know,
it was like you just put yourself out there to be considered a possible serial killer. I just pictured Rachel putting the lipstick on you and going, pretty, pretty.
She actually made, you know, that when girls put on lipstick, they do that lip pucker thing where they go, ooh, and then they go the and put their lips together. She made me do that.
Like then blot the lipstick?
Yeah, we go,
and blot it. Did you do it on an envelope?
No, I did it on a tissue.
Oh. Nice.
Now this is my justification for everything that I do. Let's just say in 20 years' time, I run for Parliament and I become Prime Minister of Australia. And then this video shows up and some stupid idiot's going to stand up and go, you're unfit to hold office because you did this. And then I'll stand up and say, sit the F down, you silly prick. I can make fun of myself and I don't take myself too seriously. So,
but then hopefully you will tear off your suit jacket and you'll have the bra underneath.
I'm not going to be Prime Minister. I have to go to the corset with a little, little pasty tassels that I go, woo, 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 and they spin around.
Nice.
Oh, dear God.
But if anyone I know is listening, this never happened.
Of course not.
No. And first person to bump this gets monkey mustard on their sandwich.
Well, speaking of, you know, putting it all out there, what is, not literally, but what is the most ballsy post you think anyone has ever done as far as that goes? Like, oh, wow, I can't believe they did that. That's incredible.
In regards to, wow, that's a little bit too far, that's stunned completely for shock value, or wow, that's pretty brave?
I guess I'm going for the brave part. I guess anybody can do shock stuff, right? But I mean, like, of themselves.
We found out last week.
Yeah, but I mean of themselves. That's a tough one, huh?
Not to toot my own horn, but
it's kind of hard to beat that, the one we just talked about.
That one that Rachel and I sort of made a couple of months ago, that was pretty hard. I mean, like, now that I think about it, that was a very, very personal thing to share with a lot of people. But
yeah, that's true.
Happy I did it, so.
That's true. Yeah, so. I remember that.
That's the thing. It's like, it's hard to think back and go, wow, that's something that I never expected you to do, because sort of we know each other so well that it's like, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, we know each other, so revealing this stuff to us isn't a shock.
Right. Yeah. Now, I don't know if either one of you guys are members of the confessions room.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, obviously I'm not going to say anything, because that's a private room where people confess to certain things. And I've, you know, there've been things in there that people have said that are pretty shocking, that not necessarily shocking, but brave of them to admit to. But it's just, you see it. I think you see it almost all the time on Friend Feed. There's always someone putting themselves out there, not knowing what the response is going to be, and then hopefully getting a good response. And you see that all the time. Of course, you also see the opposite end of that spectrum, where you see someone put themselves out there and things just go to hell in a handbasket very quickly.
Well, the thing with confessions room is that you're anonymous, right? Typically?
Not necessarily. You can confess under your own name, or you can confess anonymously too.
Well, that brings up the good point. Screw you, Mike Arrington. The whole thing that sort of dropped trowel and exploded all over Friend Feed was the idea that there's rampaging mobs gallivanting around. And
well, that was brought up talking about that Clickset article. That was mentioned on that as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously that article, she did not do her homework on, and she got called out on it. But then she took the defense that people were attacking her, and to a certain extent maybe they were, but again, she didn't do her research and didn't write that article properly. So,
and it's sort of like, it's very very telling stuff like that, particularly when people go, oh, I'm being attacked. Well, when often it's, I've just gone out and made a broad statement based off probably very stereotypical assumptions, and there you go. It was we all remember the post that was sort of made a couple of months ago, where someone said about Southern people, how Southern people are stupid and can't believe, and then sort of Tina, stupid blogger, came on and said, "Oh, hi, I'm from the South. I'm actually pretty intelligent. Let's not use generalizations." And I think when people get themselves in trouble, what happens is they make broad statements and stereotypical statements, because no matter where you post, there's always going to be one person that doesn't fit the stereotype who's going to stick their hand up and go, well, that's not cool. Or there's also another thing, if you're going to act douchey, like the whole thing with Leo Laporte and Mike Arrington, what Mike Arrington said probably wasn't even that controversial, but it was who it was towards. So basically, I sort of put it in the field of Michael Arrington did the equivalent of walking up to the Pope and slapping him across the face and going, "You're a fraud," but in the tech sphere. So he basically questioned the morals and the value system of one of the most beloved tech people in the whole community. Of course he's going to get blowback. And to do that and not expect blowback is just naive.
Well, I think I also, in that particular case, though, I think Arrington sort of likes to.
Oh, yeah.
I think he obviously, that was very well orchestrated by him. He knew exactly what was going to happen. And, that just made for good publicity for him and TechCrunch, and he ran with it. So he knew what he was doing. And, like, once it started, he knew what he was getting into. So, I don't know. It's tough. I think you need people to back someone up sometimes, like in that case, but you also need someone to question things as well. So.
And 99% of the people in a thread disagreeing with you is in a mob. That's one thing very important to remember is that there is a chance that you could possibly be wrong. I don't encourage any personal attacks or any questioning of someone's intelligence, but if 99 people are arguing a point against this one person, that's not a mob, that's a disagreement, and maybe you should check yourself.
Well, one thing that kind of happened, I think, around that, it wasn't so much about right or wrong, it was about someone being a total jerk or not, I guess. You know, and when you have 95, I don't know how many people you said, but 90 people saying that, you know, what you did was jerkly, is that a mob?
No,
right? But that's what happened. I mean, some other people went off the deep end, but...
But that's the thing. You go, Mark.
Oh, well, what I was going to say was, I was going to bring it back around onto us, because we were sort of put into a situation. Remember that moment of win and the blocking and all that?
Absolutely.
You know, obviously there was a lot of heated debate from both sides on that argument. We obviously were wrong in some points. We were right in other points. But it was that just went, got out of control very fast. And it showed us what can happen.
But also, it's sort of like when, I don't know whether that was the first one or the second one, but in the second one, it's sort of like there's a time to pick your fights. Walking into a room full of Coke lovers and yelling, "Pepsi rules, Coke sucks," of course you're going to get a negative heat-filled reaction. So that post in question, that person brought up some valid points, although I don't agree with all of them, but in the midst of, like, sticking your head through the window and saying, "Turn that damn music down, you silly kids," of course you're going to get a few people throwing beer cans at you.
Well, yeah, the way that it was brought about was, "Get off my lawn," basically. And it was like, well, no, I'm not going to get off your lawn. Go F yourself.
We're all on the one lawn. It's not your lawn.
Yeah. So then it became sort of a pissing contest.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, we saw that what happened there, and
well, the pissing contests, just to interrupt real quick, are better when you're both facing the same direction rather than having the person piss on you. I mean, that kind of contest, sure. Not fun.
Yeah,
there's urine in my eye.
Okay.
Hell, man, every time I talk, it's like silence. Thanks, whatever.
You're talking about pissing on each other. Come on.
Well, I'm just taking the analogy a step further. You know me.
After my post earlier in the week, like, what annoys me about you, a lot of people said your language and your sort of blue talk. So I'm trying to turn it down a little bit, and you start pulling out the scatological talk.
Oh, okay.
No, but yeah, I agree.
Is it a coincidence that I'm on the show that he starts doing that?
Let us discuss.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, but pissing contests, you know, go ahead and continue what you were going to say, Mark.
Oh,
if I didn't derail it completely.
No, but I know what you mean. It's sort of like that. What I think you're trying to say, Josh, is that argue the point, don't argue the man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
And I think that's the problem with stuff like Michael Arrington. A lot of people were saying, Mike, I think you're a bit of a douche. And then two or three people went, you're really a douche and I hate you and I want bad things to happen to you. And then he took those two people, sort of stretched them out and wrapped them around the other 90 people, and everyone got tarred with the same brush. And it was sort of like, look at this big evil mob. Well, it's like, well, no, look at the two guys over there being dickheads, but look at all these other people agreeing with you. Disagreeing with you, sorry.
Hmm.
Yes. That's sort of the way it goes. You get one troll in the bunch, and the whole internet is painted as trollish.
Speaking of trolls, shall we talk about blocking? Because, I mean, that has been a big part of Friend Feed, particularly for us over the past couple of years, last year or so. The whole idea behind blocking, what it does for you, does it free you up, the responsibilities about it. I think I've blocked a total of 4 people. I've actually gone back and unblocked people simply to screw with them because of a certain person likes to put across a certain point of view, which is wacky, and I like to disagree with them, and I like to see them getting frustrated with facts and sort of like, that's not true. But what about you guys?
Well, you know, I have no problem with blocking. I'll do it. And I just do it, and that's it.
So is it like basically you're controlling your own stream. That's what she said. You're controlling what gets put in front of your face. That's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I block willy-nilly. I don't care. I hear the argument, oh, I only block in extreme cases. If I see someone is posting things over and over again that are annoying me, I'll just block them. I don't care.
Okay.
Well, I mean
it's,
that's how you control your feed, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like people go on and on about hiding and stuff, but you still manage to see things, and I just block and that's it, and whatever.
Amen, brother.
There's a person I'm considering blocking, but I don't know whether I want to block them or not because they haven't done anything specifically other than I've lost interest in listening to them.
Well, you see, to me, then that's a block.
Okay.
It's not that they have to do something. They don't have to, you know, I block people who I don't necessarily think are, I have nothing personal against them. I don't think they're a jerk or whatever. It's just block and that's it.
Okay. Well, I might do that then. But no one here.
Mark Wilson dropping the sign to you.
Damn it. John, what do I have to do to get blocked?
Obviously not a lot now. You've opened the floodgates.
Yes, bring it on. I look forward to it.
I look forward to the day where it's just me on Friend Feed and I post, and then I'll make really passive-aggressive posts going, why does no one comment on any of my stuff? Which is also a very important thing about, I think, if anything, Friend Feed is about interaction. And every time someone makes a post about, I don't get any comments or likes on my feed, the one thing that always comes up is, well, if you're here to get interaction on your own stuff, you're going to be lonely and you're missing the point.
True.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You can sit here and post a million things, and if you're not participating, then what's the point of being here?
By the way,
I mean, everyone that joins Friend Feed is going to go through that phase where you join, and unless you're friends with someone else and they introduce you around, you're going to be talking to yourself a lot.
It's like the entitlement. It's a sense of entitlement. Like, I'm here, I'm producing good content, therefore I should get comments and likes, and if I'm not, that's a fault of the service, not my own. When in actual fact, it's sort of like, it's 70% I disagree with my own self.
Oh my gosh.
It's 30% content, 70% personality. Because when your name flashes up, or your avatar flashes up on the screen, there's a lot of emotional weight that actually makes me look at your post. Because if it's no one I recognize or no one I'm going out to read, then I'll just probably just brush over to the next thing.
True. Yeah, I think there's something to be said with that. You know, you certainly the thing that I always find amusing when we get these posts of people who are saying, you know, no one's interacting with me and whatnot. You go to their feed, what is it? It's all Twitter posts or just all posts. You know, give me a picture. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, have a nice avatar, have a good name, and you're all set.
It's like you think the newspapers aren't 100% text. That's why they've got pictures on the front page.
Yeah, yeah. No, you have to have something that's going to draw people in. And if it's just text, I can guarantee people ain't going to read it. They're going to take one look at it and be like, okay, whatever. Like if you go to Robert Scoble's feed, say, I was just on his feed today for the first time in weeks, and it's just all Twitter posts.
Yeah.
And it's like,
He's gone.
He's gone. But because I haven't been around as much, and I saw someone make a post about him or something, so I went to his feed and saw it, and I was just like, "What the hell? I can't be bothered reading any of this."
Mm. And I think that goes to a point that I've been saying is that, particularly people like Scoble have been saying, "Well, I'm not getting any more interaction on friend feed," and I've said this before that, well, no. Just you're not getting any more interaction on friend feed. I'm fine. I've actually hit a pretty good sweet spot, and I get a fairly decent numbers on my stuff. But talking about the belly button lint of social media again and again and again, and then swapping between three or four different things, and then saying this simply to get a reaction and stuff, at the end of the day, it's just like, I'm tired. I actually want to see a lolcat. At this time, I would prefer to see a lolcat than read the next social media article, really.
Well, yeah, and I totally agree with that, John. And, you know, since this is the first time I've been on the show since I left, that was really the main reason that I left the show. I had just reached a point with Thundercats where I was sort of talked out about FriendFeed. And then, of course, as soon as I left, FriendFeed gets sold, so then there's a lot to talk about. But it had just reached a point where, well, it's not that I don't enjoy the community. It's not that I don't enjoy the people. It's just I don't know what else I have to say about it. So
and that, I think that's
why I left.
I think that's something Josh and I have sort of been struggling with the past couple of months is that there's only so much you can talk about the car when really the whole point of it is the destination. So it's really good talking about cars and the engine's this good and the wheels are great and it's got this GPS unit. But in the end of the day, I jump in a car to go somewhere. And I want to talk about where we're going. I'm getting sick of talking about, wow, this has got a cup holder.
Yeah. And well, and especially now, like obviously now that the service has been sold and they're really not doing much development on it from what I can tell at least. Like what new features are going to be rolled out? What are you guys going to have to talk about other than the actual content on the site that people are posting about?
Hmm. Yeah. What about you, Josh?
Oh yeah. I mean, we've kind of decided to allow ourselves to take it, you know, a couple different directions as far as, you know, it's not just friend feed. You know, that we're talking about. We're talking about the community that happened to spawn from FriendFeed. And if that community ends up going to Facebook or somewhere else, then, you know, maybe we'll follow them there.
Yeah, because like I was saying, like there's obviously not going to be a lot of new features that you're going to be able to talk about.
Well,
because,
yeah,
you know, they're not going to be developing much more. So really, you have to talk about the content on the site, what people are posting.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of that. As far as features, we covered features because we felt we should, since it was about FriendFeed. But yeah, I mean, just because features are not being developed, that, or at least being released, anymore, there's still plenty to talk about, you know, just going on. It doesn't have to be completely meta, I guess, you know?
Right.
It's about the community. I think we've done that more than 50%.
Well, even when I was on the show, we did that quite a bit anyway. I mean, we were always talking about what was happening that week on FriendFeed.
Yep.
I think that's really how the show really started, right? It was sort of what's going on this week on FriendFeed, and yeah, how do we sort of sum up the best of the week?
We used to use FFHolic.
Yeah, we used FFHolic for the top three stories, which seems so long ago now.
Yeah. Oh. I like never go to FFHolic anymore.
I haven't been there at all.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been on it.
I wonder where I am. I haven't been on here in a good 7 months.
Oh, I noticed something that I wanted to bring up. And I noticed that when you create a private room for yourself, that if there are any comments in that room, that counts towards your comment count.
Yes.
Okay. Because I found this out because I started creating – the way I've been using FriendFeed lately is I've got a bunch of private rooms set up, and I've got custom RSS feeds pulling into them with like detailed comments in each post. Mm. And like I'm – you know, there's a lot of stuff that's getting pulled in. So
that's what she said.
My comment count has, in the last few months, if you looked at my numbers, it looks like I've been like the most active user on FriendFeed ever, probably. Because I went from about, in the span of 3 months, I went from about, I think, 10,000 comments to, I think I'm up to something like 70,000 now.
Yeah, I don't know whether you've had much interaction with Cole. He's in England.
I know Cole.
He's about 5,000 comments away from 300,000.
Well, there was that one week where it changed over the way that they count. I think they weren't counting the imported comments, and then they changed it so retroactively to do so. And that may have happened during one of your lulls in usage, Mark. And then you log in one day, and then bam! Like there was a huge jump for everybody.
Yeah, because it used to be where I had, for every one comment, I had 2 likes. And now I'm just looking. Now it would be every 3 comments, I've got 1 like. So that ratio is obviously skewed. I mean, not that it really matters at this point, but it was just an interesting point that I had noticed in my time away. And I thought I would bring it up since I was on the show.
That's cool.
And no one can stop me. Damn you trying to stop me from talking about it.
Well, that was a thing that I think I said a couple of months ago, where if you really wanted to game the system, you could just set up your own room, import your some feeds and stuff like that, and just essentially just keep commenting and rack up your numbers.
Yeah, but, well, do you remember months ago there was I think Lindsay Donaghy posted a post about gaming the system. Gaming friend,
but I think there was API limits back then. That was the restriction.
And there, at that point, yeah, there were limits because that's when what was his name? He had like 10,000 comments in a week or something, or 10,000 likes in a week. And it was ridiculous.
Well, who was that? Because, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, what's his name? Tyson Key.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Because that was an interesting time. That was just like things were just going.
That was before Realtime kicked in.
Yeah,
and he would take over your entire page of things that he liked.
That was interesting because it was like I remember thinking, how can any one person possibly have the time to be doing this? because even at my most active point, if I was getting even 100 likes a day, like I was really, like really using FriendFeed a lot at that point.
Probably, so, you know, two computers, both logged in as your account, just clicking like left and right with both hands, you know, nonstop.
Maybe he could have, he employed some young people to do it for him. He had like a collective that just hit liked all day.
Child labor.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say that, but yes. I'm saying right now.
I believe he actually was a child.
Ah.
Is he not?
I think that's what it is. So what do you, Mark, what do you use FriendFeed now for? What would you say when you open up friendfeed.com, what is the main reason you're going there?
Well, now?
Yeah.
The main reason that I use it is it's basically to share things with Lindsay, and Lindsay shares things with me. We've got a private room set up where we will post stuff that we find. If we see something interesting, we'll post it for the other person to see. I've got one of my private rooms that I have set up is I love to cook. So I've got a private room set up with, 25 or 30 different custom RSS feeds from recipe blogs.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just pulling in tons and tons of different recipes every day. So I'll just go in and look at, like, food porn, basically. So really now it's just I'm using it for topics that I find interesting. I've got some saved searches set up that I will click on to see what's going on with certain types of posts or certain types of topics. So obviously one is like food and recipes and stuff. And then the other one is just to share things with Lindsay. And that's pretty much it. It's like a bookmarking service, really.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I don't have that many private rooms. I'm not that organized. I just like clicking up there, and then it blinks, and it goes down to the next thing, and it blinks, and I just sit here, and very much like the Pearl Jam video clip, Do the Evolution, that guy who's sitting there with all the tubes going into his head.
Right.
That's me. I sit here and I go, and I just let interesting things go in front of my eyes, going.
Well, that's what I did for a long time, and that's exactly how I was, like, for the majority of the time that I have been on FriendFeed, that's how I've used it. It was only recently that I started to sort of set up these saved searches in the private rooms for myself, because I was finding that I was getting more interested in certain topics. I was posting a lot about historical items, because I studied history in school, and I love history, so I was really getting back. This summer, I started reading more history books and stuff, and getting more interested in that again. So I started using FriendFeed to pull in information about history that I enjoy. So it's a good research tool.
Okay.
It actually can be. It's got a lot of power to it. The thing is, if I was to say, oh, I'm only going to use it for, a tool, like kind of what you're describing, Mark, then
yeah.
I would instantly get sucked back into the conversations, and I don't know if I could just use it as a tool like that. I was like, someone's doing a meme. I get sucked in. You know, if you were trying to, you know, pry yourself away from that.
That's what she said.
Well, I mean, it is very tough sometimes not to go on the homepage. Like, I'll go on and I'll just look in my own rooms and stuff, and I don't even look at what's going on the home feed, because I know that if I look at the home feed, it's not that I'm not going to like what I see. Occasionally I won't, but I get very distracted. It's like, ooh, shiny thing.
Yep.
It's like, what's that? I got to look at that, and I have to read all the comments on this, and it's like, I can't do that with my time anymore, so.
It's like
trying to discipline, damn it.
Yeah, it's like we need a boring feed, you know, where you actually can't interact and have conversations, but you can import. Oh, wait, that's called Google Reader. Never mind.
Ooh, snap.
But then Google Reader's trying to be all interactive and have friends and all that too, so yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that's shitting me right now, is that everything's trying to become like everything else. There's nothing that True. Like Friend Feed was just sort of so far just pushing itself out into the ether, just going, this is the way we're going. Da, 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 da. And it used to say to people, look, if you like it or not, this is where we're going. Keep up. But now it's sort of like everyone's got likes and everyone's trying to kill this and this is doing this and Twitter just got lists. And I mean, I made a post about it last night. I kept giggling to myself because the only place I was actually hearing about Twitter getting lists was in my list on Friend Feed called Noisy Somo, which all the noisy social media people go into, people that only speak about social media inside a social media bubble and are not anchored in any sense of reality at all. That was full of Twitter's got lists. And I'm like, I've had this for a while on Friend Feed.
Well, that's like all the iPhone haters when we finally got copy and paste on the iPhone. They're like, oh, gee, great. You got copy and paste. Yeah. I've had this on my phone for what? Ever since the phone was invented?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can happen to whoever with whatever technology, I guess. Lost my second thought.
Now, what do you guys think of Google Wave? I mean, obviously, I'm sure you've already talked about it, but what do you see it as a potential replacement, say, for Friend Feed?
No.
No, I certainly don't.
I've said this the past 2 weeks. For me, Google Wave is really now a laser point. I know exactly what Google Wave is. You don't actually do anything on Google. You don't do anything with Google Wave. You do something on Google Wave. So for Google Wave to make sense and work, you need someone else and something to work on together.
Right.
That's all it's supposed to be. Collaboration tool. I said with my I'm gonna, once it goes live, I'm gonna use it in my office, because right now with Outlook, about 70% of all my email in Outlook is actually emailing people inside my corporation, dealing with the other 30% of the email. Whereas if I can take that 30%, throw it into Google Wave, speak to the guy at the factory, but the guy at the other office, all work on a response, have that response done, pull it out and put it back into that email and send it off. That's exactly what it's for, and that's exactly what I'm going to use it for.
Well, there's synchronized video viewing, I guess.
Yeah, that's fun.
But that would be important for me because I'm currently working on some multimedia projects
in a business sense, it definitely you know, it's definitely useful there. But if it's just someone saying, look, it's a monkey peeing on his face. Watch this video. Then, of course, you know I would damn well watch that.
Oh, like, wait, yeah.
Peeing on his face, I gotta watch that. I don't care if I'm at work. I don't care if it's unprofessional.
a monkey is peeing. I must watch.
But I was saying, I think I said this the first time, that because you can Google wave.google.com isn't going to be the only instance of Google Wave. You can run your own server. So what I was saying is, if you can create your own bulletin board system, say create your own Google Wave, like an old BBS, and let's just say we do it for horror movies, because I know you like horror movies. If you were to run a horror movie Google Wave server and you can control the people that come into that server, then you could host a movie night, you can control what plays, and then you can have live commentary happening on that movie as everyone watches it.
Yeah, that, you see, that's exactly the kind of thing that it would be useful for. And in terms of business, that would be great.
Hmm.
Well, I see it as a business tool, but I don't see it as a personal tool at all.
I don't.
Unless you want to watch a movie with someone remotely, I guess, in the same exact time.
The problem that I'm having with it right now is anytime I log into Google Wave, everyone that's in my Google contact list shows up, and I have no way of controlling who's there and who can contact me at any given time.
That is the problem right now, because it's an alpha.
Yeah, I'm just staying away from it most of the time now. I'll check in every now and then to see what changed, and then that's about it.
But
I used it once, I think, since I got my invite, just to see what it was. And I was like, well, that's good, but it's glorified I am right now for me.
Essentially, but if I could install it at work and only five people are on it, or and also, too, I said this last week, Google Wave won't hit its straps until someone makes applications for it. It's very much like Twitter. Twitter is just this fire hose that goes, and it's only since people have made external apps that control the noise have people actually gone, well, yeah, no, I get it now. Google Wave is like a bare bones framework like Twitter is. And until we start seeing the seismic desktops and the Tweeties for Google Wave, it's not really gonna hit its straps.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Everyone wants to see a monkey pee.
Yes. Anyone who says otherwise, I don't know. I can't trust those people.
Copy, paste, possible moment of win.
Oh, no. I really hope there aren't pictures out there.
Just oh, are you kidding me? There's probably like porno sites set up for that. Make sure when you do Google being? Image search, you have it set to moderate.
Oh, hang on. I've just done a Google search with safe search turned off. I just need to go and get a drink and stop looking at my screen for a second. Okay. One sec. That's not cool. That's really not
now
cool.
Now everybody's going to go look great.
Oh, dear God, I saw something I didn't want to see either.
Jeez.
No, monkey wee will do.
I thought it was pee.
Monkey pee, yeah. Monkey pee, images. Mine showing up the fourth on the top.
Yes, from Crapsody.
Yes.
.com. Yes. I saw that picture and I knew exactly that was what you were talking about.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's not going to happen. Now
that's so not cool.
We so have to think of something else when the time comes. Because that, yeah. Everyone's going to use that.
Yes, well.
Thanks for making me look that up. I appreciate that.
I told you not to go. I didn't make you type it in.
That's true.
I mean, hey, if I react that way, you know it's bad.
You told me with your eyes, man. You told me with your eyes. I'm sorry. That's actually from a U.S. football commercial, which you most definitely haven't seen.
Hmm.
Maybe not even Mark. Oh, well. Here I am all alone in my joke. I'm having fun.
Awesome. I'm having fun too.
Well, since it's the anniversary, Johnny, I guess you came up with the idea, right? It would be a good idea to have a pick of the year.
Pick of the year.
We could each maybe throw down a pick of the year. And that's pretty tough. You know, like you're going to put one post from Friend Feed above all others for the whole year and give it the props of, you know, the props of props.
Yes.
I actually have one. But I need a second to find it again. Oh, here we go. One second. And it kind of summed up FriendFeed for me at the time, and it still sums up FriendFeed for me today. So it's still relevant, still awesome. Hopefully you won't be too mad about it being inside baseball, as you put it. But I just posted in the chat room there. This is a post from Johnny. I hope it works. Did I do it right?
You got it right.
You know, the picture that you did where you're holding up beer, which I don't condone drinking, but but
okay,
I understand the sentiment.
I only had one beer last year, and that was it.
And when I say by condone, I mean myself. Okay, I don't mean anyway.
You're not the boss of me, John Taylor. You're not the boss of me.
Suck balls.
No, just don't drink beer.
You said, here's to all the awesomeness that goes on here. Love you, friend feed. And, you know, it could have been Mark holding up a beer. It could have been you. Could have been, you know, anybody else doing that. It's not just you, Johnny. It's the whole community. I thought it was good, good sentiment, you know. And I had a hard time choosing another post over that for pick of the year. So, ding, ding, ding. It just happens to be you.
Well, it was on our I was actually out with Rachel for our anniversary, our I think it was a 3 or 4 year wedding anniversary, and I was just sitting there on a we're sitting there at South Bank, which is sort of like the big I don't know, family area in Brisbane. It's sort of like, you know, the World Expos.
No,
it's sort of like every 4 years they have an exhibition around the world. In a city, and everyone goes. It was a big thing back in like the 80s and 90s. It's like the World's Fair. There you go. Like equivalent of World's Fair. And in 1988, it was Brisbane's turn, and we held World Expo 88. And then after that finished, they created this big area, and it's got all these parks, and it's got a big man-made like swimming area, sort of lakey area, and that's where they have all the fireworks and the concerts and everything like that. And I was sitting there, and I had the day off, and I was sitting there with Rachel. We had a nice lunch and sitting here, and I sort of went, this is something I want to share with my friends. And my friends were you guys. I mean, as some people may call it sad and some people may call it weird, but really I consider all of you guys friends.
Absolutely.
And to the same level of authenticity, and in a lot of cases more so than people I solely interact with offline. It's really, I know you guys better than probably a lot of people I've known across my life. And yeah, I just wanted to share it with my friends.
Rock on, dude.
And you guys were, well, you guys were the first ones I thought of.
It stands the test of time. Rock on.
Yes.
So how about you guys? Have you been able to choose something?
I have. And it's sort of – when I think over the last year of Friend Feed, it's sort of like what is Friend Feed – like off the back of your post, that's what she said. Friend Feed for me is really, really about us and learning about us and sharing the experiences that we have in a very personal way. I mean, Twitter is very hard to have a strong emotional connection with 140 characters and a link. And for me, very much, it's about watching each other's kids grow up. And like, I love your kids. I'd do anything for them. And you and Trish are like, and Mark and Lindsay too are just like right in there, points at his heart. And also too, for the longest time, and a big thing that happened was when Akiva and Rochelle had Audrey. And it was sort of like, you think about all the build up that happened towards that, and everyone was sort of going to that point where it was sort of everything's it's the day's coming, and then the day happened. And then we heard nothing for like 12 hours, 24 hours. And it was like the whole community that we were in were on tenterhooks just waiting for a response going, eh. and then bang, there came this post. And it was 10 print, hello, Audrey. And it was just 3 photos of Audrey, January the 16th. And it's sort of like, the whole place literally lost its doodads. It was like this was the Friend Feed baby, for lack of a better term.
Oh yeah.
And then that was sort of like a big underline again under the whole thing. And then we've actually seen Audrey grow up over the past like 7 or 8 months. We've like the blog, and she gets cuter every day, and just we know what's happening with two people and their daughter in Seattle. And every time I see a picture of her or see news about her, I really want to go and read that because, as weird as it sounds, I'm emotionally invested in her well-being and making sure she's okay and following her life.
Sure.
Well, you know, I see the same with your daughter, John, with Georgia, and with Josh's kids. It's the same thing. You know, you see these people online, and you're following their life, basically. Like, I saw that picture this week, Josh, of Zoe in the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
And she was born in January. Is that right?
January 2008, yep.
Yeah, so she's the same age as my nephew, because he was born in January 2008. So it's interesting to see pictures of her and see how she's grown. And then in my own, like, obviously I'm not posting pictures of my nephew, but I can sort of compare the two almost, you know, and it's because I don't have kids. It's kind of interesting. Oh, well, at that age, this is how they've come along and everything. So, yeah, I see what you're saying, John. Hmm. You definitely get emotionally involved in people's lives online. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell, you know, which people on FriendFeed are not into something like that when they just want to talk about, you know, whatever the topic is. And typically it's tech, but it doesn't necessarily have to be tech. But they'll just say, can't we just talk about this? And why do you have to post pictures of yourself? I'm really tired of that, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a little bit of polarization going on there. But I think everybody knows by now that, you know, we're in it for the community. And if we learn some tech along the way, hey, awesome.
Well, you think about it. I remember when I was going back looking through all the past 12 months of stuff looking for the show, I remember when Obama was inaugurated, or I fail at speaking right now, something else was happening.
Sworn in.
At that time. Yeah, sworn in. There was something else happened, and everyone was posting something that was completely off topic and got nothing to do with Obama. And then this one guy's posted, well, why is my best of day filled with all this and not talk about Obama? And my point to him was that, well, I go to work for 8 hours out of 24 hours. That's a third of my day. I'm not going to talk about my work for the other two thirds. I want to be with my friends. I go to work so I can live. I don't live so I can go to work.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, Josh brought up a good point about how people just wanted to talk about tech and stuff. And FriendFeed sort of started that way, where that's what, when I started on FriendFeed, that's all anyone was talking about was tech.
Mm.
So when someone's just deviated from that topic, it was kind of like, what's this person doing? Like, we're tech, we're early adopters, we're just going to talk about social media, and that's it. And then slowly it started to grow, and, you know, there were more people discussing outside interests, and then FriendFeed started to develop into more of a rounded community as opposed to just a tech bubble.
Well, whenever anyone says, "Oh, no, what are you doing this? It's all about tech," I simply point them to friendfeed.com/about, which is the about page for FriendFeed, and they say, "FriendFeed is a service that makes it easy to share with friends online. It offers fun and interactive way to discover and discuss information among friends. Sign up for FriendFeed, invite some friends, and get an instant customized feed made up of content that your friends share. From photos to interesting links and videos to messages just for you. And your friends get their customized feeds full of cool stuff that you've shared." Right in that point there it goes, "It's fast and easy to start a conversation around shared items or to show that you like something a friend has shared. You can subscribe and update from individuals or groups, such as family or a team of people you work with." Now, friends in the damn name, as Spydra, the wonderful Spydra, points out. And they say family in there. So I think FriendFeed was never designed to be a tech haven. It was designed to share photos and cool stuff with your friends, and the tech community, being early adopters, were the only ones filling it with the information. I think actually FriendFeed is like water, found its level, where it is a mixture of the tech side of things, but slanted more towards the personal side of things, because that's the way life is. Life isn't always about work, and people who are only about their work are boring.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Yeah, that's just throw that in there.
Okay.
Killing it, man. It's my turn to kill it. Good times.
I had a good run there for a couple of weeks.
True.
I'm sure if I came back for long enough, I would be right there with you.
Any posts stand out to you, Mark, that you would proclaim for the year?
I've given it a lot of thought, and I, you know, it's too hard. It's too hard to remember everything too, because I used it so damn much. So to try to pick one certain item, that's tough. And I know that's a bit of a cop out, but there's been tons and tons of things.
Is this...
that I could easily say would be my favorite. And like off the top of my head right now, the one thing that sticks out in my mind is that picture of cow testicles that you posted, Josh.
All right.
And that keeps coming back to me, and it makes me laugh every time. Now, when I say that's my favorite post of the year, not necessarily, but right now, that's the image stuck in my head.
Well, that's,
I don't know what that says about psychologically, that cow testicles are stuck in my head. But
you saw that Photoshop I did for Josh?
No.
Yeah, you got to check this out, dude. I posted some green screen pictures of myself yesterday. It's like, oh yeah.
I saw that, Josh, because I just looked at your feed there when you were talking about it. See the green screen.
Yeah, and Johnny took me up on it. Let's just say.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna paste the link into the chat room. Hang on.
Oh dear God. Awesome.
Now notice if you click on the link, I've even gone to the trouble of photoshopping the thumb tucked under the left nutsack, even with the shadow.
That's high quality art right there. I tell you, that's high art.
That is high art.
See, I knew
it's high something.
I knew something great would happen.
The question is, were you high?
I was at work and I saw it and then I thought, oh crap, I've got 20 minutes to lunchtime. So I waited and I waited, and as soon as lunch rolled out, I went, turned around to the iMac, boom, bang, straight back.
It's like one of those meme moments where you're like, oh, I just had this idea where I can make this post. It would be awesome. And you have to do it like right then and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just,
but I
have
to wait for 20 minutes and I'm going,
that sucks. Oh,
that never. Sorry.
Oh, jeez. There's still this one idea that I've had for a couple months now, and I still haven't done it. I guess I have been participating a lot less ever since work just kind of got crazy.
Do you care to share at all what this idea might be?
Oh,
does
hell
it involve
no.
that picture?
No.
If it involves that picture and my mustache picture, damn you to hell.
Well, now that you mention it, thanks for the idea.
Well, of course, now that I mention it, that's coming back.
Speaking of facial hair, I never found out, what did you think of my beard growing ability?
It was unreal. Did you have a bird's nest in that thing at any point? Every time I saw it, I thought of, I don't know if you've ever watched Family Guy.
Peter Griffin?
With Peter's beard. That's every time I would see it, I would think about Peter and those damn birds in his beard.
Okay. I'm going to reveal something that I haven't revealed to anyone before because it was embarrassing, but about 2 or 3 weeks before I shaved it, I was having a packet of Tic Tacs. And you know how you tip the Tic Tac packet up and you sort of shake it into your mouth? That's what she said.
Right.
I thought I dropped one, but I couldn't see it anywhere. So, and that was about 10 o'clock. And then that night when I got home, I was actually brushing my beard and the Tic Tac fell out.
Oh my God. That makes everything worthwhile. Now, just think, Just discussing mustaches and beards, John. Are you going to do Movember?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Awesome.
With just a mo or full beard?
Well, I'm gonna start the beard on my birthday next year. So 20th of January next year, I'm gonna start growing the beard again. But I'm thinking now of actually doing a big handlebar mo that sort of goes halfway up my throat. So it'll be sort of like a and then the shave part down the bottom. Because I did it last year, but I'm just wanting to sort of go. Maybe I'll go sideburns and the porno mo. There you go. Big mutton chops.
Oh, man.
I'll see if I can dig up a photo I had about 2 or 3 years ago. I actually shaved my head, but I had a beard. So I had the bald head, and then starting at the top of my ears was just this unkept, shaved, like, scruff. And I looked like the worst person in the world, seriously.
Oh, like, bald guys with beards are always, that's the best. I love
yes.
that.
I have a shaved head picture out there somewhere. Maybe not on Friend Feed, but it's out there on the webs.
To the Googles!
I was bolo head, as they say in Hawaii. I always wanted to try it. It was interesting. I actually kind of like the way it feels, but I don't like the way it looks.
That's our moment of win. I kind of like the way it looks, but not the way it feels. I like the way it
feels, but not the way it looks.
Great.
I kind of like the way it feels, but not the way it looks.
Great.
There we go.
That's awesome. Everybody get ready for that, I guess, when we get back to it. I don't know why you like to pick on stuff I say, but okay.
Hey, the past couple of weeks, you had handle my meat, right?
Well, yeah, that was okay. I didn't really mean for that to be the moment of win either, but yeah.
But let's have a quick review as soon as the computer starts working. Hello. When I click you, that means move. I spent 3 hours molesting the beef. That was you. Then.
Well, that was what you said, though. No, actually, I said it. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was commenting on your. I was commenting on your experience, I guess.
The week before that was write it hard and put it away wet.
Oh gosh.
The one before that was I just ninja'd some bees, which is what Rachel said.
Right.
What was the moment win before that? The moment of win was these toilets are making me thirsty.
Well, that was a long time ago.
That was
Akiva.
Paul, right?
Akiva that did was that. Paul. Well, no, the toilets are making me
right.
Yeah. With Paul, it was a shock and, I mean, amusement and horror.
Episode 46, they're warm in my mouth. So, I've had a few crackers.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes. But we'll take that under advisement.
One of these days, we should do, like, comments of the week. Because every now and then, there are these comments that are just so perfect. You know, and it's not necessarily just the post, but it's the comment. Maybe we'll do that some other time.
Yes.
You know?
Okay. Just before we move on to the moment of win, Balloon Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That happened this week.
It did.
Mm. Did everyone forget to watch Mythbusters?
Because
seriously, like Adam Savage, he needed like 14 massive balloons full of helium to lift him up. And this little balloon, I sort of looked at it and went, that can't hold his weight. Nah, that's silly.
Well, I actually never saw any footage on the news. I've been too busy, but I did notice that it was talked about a lot on Friend Feed. And so forth. So I don't know much about it.
I think it was. I think because the story broke so quickly, I and obviously there's a, you know, there's a fascination with perilous situations where a child is in danger. They needed to act on that as fast as they could and spin it in such a way that we need to really get the story out there and really get everyone wrapped up in it. So whether or not it was feasible or not, well, we can go back and tweak that later, but yeah, let's just get it out there and get everyone talking about Balloon Boy and everyone watching CNN or everyone watching whatever network, Fox or whatever, you know, just that's the way of news. It seems just
It's like everyone talks about Twitter as the great news source that we can know everything instantaneously right now. But there also is a downside to that where it's like, there's a boy in a balloon flying over the thing, and no one's sort of going, yes, well, I've done some calculations and I have proved that this thing can't lift the boy. And yes.
Yes, you see.
Dude, that was
that's
awesome.
When you need Professor John Frank.
Wait a second. Johnny, you've never done that accent before. That was awesome. I didn't know you could do that.
That's my, you know, wherever I go, I make those smarmy comments and I go, open brackets, comic book guy, close brackets. That's literally the voice I'm talking in when I'm typing those out. Well, if you do that and you put that in there and you do the calculations, yes, that doesn't work out. Worst balloon boy ever.
Okay, now it's even funnier because that's your comic book guy impression.
Hey, I never said I was good.
No, it's awesome. I just, yeah.
It's a frinky kind of comic book guy.
Well, that's, I took it as Professor Frink, not comic book guy. But the fact that you've combined the two is even better. Now, if you could work Neil Goldman from Family Guy into there, so that you speak like this, and everything is somehow... Yes, I've been told that that voice is not to be used.
That is the secret weapon.
Or Stan's sister on South Park.
Oh. Skyler! It's not funny, Skyler! You scared away my boyfriend. My only chance for happiness. Don't kick the baby.
Actually, you know, the person who voices that committed suicide, by the way. Trivia. Anyway.
So let's go on to a moment of win.
Yeah, moving on. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
So, does anyone have another nomination for a moment of win?
I kind of like the way it feels, but not the way it looks. I think that's the way to go.
I kind of like the way it feels, but not how it looks.
The way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Laura's got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw she had...
So, who gets to be Jerkface Leader this time? I'll be Jerkface Leader. Standing by.
Well, I thought that was my...
Okay, sorry. I jumped the gun.
Jerkface Leader standing by.
Jerkface Leader standing by. Nice. Gold Leader standing by. I'll just be the Gold Leader. Nobody else wants to be the Gold Leader.
Oh.
Shut up, Skyler. It's not funny. There is a comma in it. That's funny. Blah, blah, blah. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Small and okay.
Okay.
I'm almost ready.
Camcorder full.
And
ready? Chat room.
Nerdy guy with calculator standing by. Hi.
Okay, Mark, will you count us down? Since
all right,
it's been a while.
Yes, in 3, 2, 1, post.
The return of Mark Wilson. Yeah, everybody partay. Everybody get down.
Mark is currently taking off.
Mark couldn't help himself.
I could not.
But nobody likes to watch a monkey pee. Unless it's in your mouth, I guess. What the heck is that mommy shirt, Alfredo? Holy cow. I guess you could go pretty much anywhere with that phrase, huh?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Hey, right? Little Quato shirt. The heck? Johnny poses apple pie. Nice. Or was it cherry pie? No, it was pie.
I believe it was American pie.
It was American pie. That's what it was.
Goddamn American pie.
What? Is that dude covered with bees? I think he got it backwards. That looks awesome. Looked like it
is
was...
it a samurai covered in bees?
I know, right? What the hell? This is awesome.
I do believe that has to be for a game show.
What, the bee thing? Yeah, who would yeah. Like just sit around and do that, right?
Well,
beekeepers for one, I guess.
Okay, there should be. I'm going to now announce, while everyone's looking at the moment of win, I'm going to create 2 websites. The first one is called whatfetishisthat.com, where you can type in at something and then you select what you want to do to that thing, and it gives you your sort of like your what ism is that. So I was going, now what is it called when you want to have sex with bees? Now, there's no way to look that up on the internet quickly. So, whatismisthat.com. Now, my second one is I'm going to create a website for Mother called whatjusthappened.com. And it's a running live stream of everything that's happened in the past 5 minutes. Because whenever we sit down and we watch a movie or we're talking about something, she'll always ask, well, what just happened? What was that? So she can follow along on this website. And it'll be 5-minute delay, so she can go, ah, and look at the screen, and then catch her up.
That's a winner right there, dude.
I wasn't trying to be funny. I'm actually just venting. Be sexual.
Bee stung lips.
What?
Oh, speaking of Korean, Mark, is that still a goal of yours to move to Korea and teach English?
Yes, it is indeed. It's just have been put on hold for a little bit, but that is still
in the works. That's cool. I'm just wondering if you're still interested.
No, definitely that is my lifelong goal.
Because that would be awesome. That'd be way cool. Or Japan or something. I'd probably go to Japan. Try it out.
Well, I'd like to. I would like to go to Japan. It's just, I think the jobs are more abundant in Korea.
Oh, really?
And it's a little bit easier, a little bit less expensive to live in Korea as well. So,
and
it's actually,
and it's only a short jump to me.
Haha. The food is so
only a short jump of what, probably a 10, 12 hour flight.
Yeah, 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to like days for. For here,
it's 16 or 17 hours to the west coast of.
Yeah, I think it's like 20 hours from work from Toronto.
Maybe I can borrow Balloon Boy's balloon, and it'll go faster. I hear it went pretty fast.
Sir, well, that would not possibly hold my weight.
Well, put more heat in it. Jazzercise.
Yeah, and that's another thing. When you fill up a helium balloon, I would think you would probably have to cram it full of helium, right?
Yeah.
So if a kid's climbed into a balloon full of helium sans oxygen, the kid's going to be dead anyway, regardless of whether he falls out of a balloon or not. Because if you breathe helium, you're going to get no helium, you're going to get no oxygen to your brain, and you're going to die.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to be really, really, really crass here and go, the cries for help would have been, help me, oh, help me.
He's already 6 years old, so it's really... It's going to be way high up there, huh?
Help me, baby!
Maybe Spydra can do it because she was talking about her vocal range today. She can go really high. Oh, sorry. Where the hell did we...
Where the hell did we get off?
Where did we go? Oh, yeah, Bill reminds us that... a good friend, at least in one direction of ours, Sarah Lane of the old Tech TV days and Screensavers, and you know, currently on Current TV as well as This Week in Fun. She apparently had a grand mal seizure, and she posted about it, and you can read about you know her experience, and I believe she's okay now, recovering and all this other stuff, but we wish her the best, and that's something that, you know, I believe people have to deal with pretty much their whole lives. I don't think it's like a coming and going kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So we wish the best for her. It's going to be tough, I'm sure. And gosh, you know, kudos to you for being able to post about it and sharing the experience. And that's about all I have to say about diet.
Just hope she gets the treatment that she requires, I guess.
I think she is. I think she's going to go see... She said she's going to go see a doctor. Oh, hang on. Hi. Hang on. Yeah. Come say hello to Mark. Mark's on the phone. Hang on.
Wee.
Hang on. Sarah.
No, that's not me. That's a Kiva's photo of the fat man getting his nipples licked. That's not Daddy.
Kimberly, you just said that like that.
Okay, say hi to Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Georgia.
Aww.
And it's cute. Josh, too. Hi, Josh.
Hey. Hi, Georgia. How are you?
It's Josh. It's Josh.
It's Josh, Mom.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
They say.
Bye.
Bye.
Check. Hello.
Hello.
Hmm.
Speaking of head desk, I'm probably going to have to head out soon, guys, because I neglected to mention that I've been fighting off the flu for the past 2 days.
Oh.
So I'm starting to feel a little bit lightheaded.
Well, thank you, man. I do appreciate it.
Well, I love coming back, doing the show.
Well, you know you have a standing invite.
Yeah, man.
Well, I know. I know. And, you know, certainly I'll be back at some point. Oh, Micah says that we should do auto-tune. And,
yeah.
Can you do auto-tune, Josh?
I'm trying to, actually. I don't know if it's coming through. Hello, no, check one, two. I doubt it. I don't think it is.
No. All right.
Hang on.
Check one, two. Check. Nope. It's not happening. Damn it. Hello, hello, hello.
What? Okay. Let's get it. Bend over to the front and touch the toes. Yeah.
Who'd you say that was again?
You said Josh, it was...
It's Little John, but you said it was someone else.
Oh, David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth, that's it.
Crap.
I got a cheese melting issue. I've read it right this second. Oh, so I'll be right back, but Mark, it's been real, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks
it's
again.
It's been great, man.
I'll catch you.
I will.
Trickle, trickle, splash, splash.
Oh, that's too much.
That is
trickle, trickle. Okay, if he's going trickle, trickle, splash, splash, you're doing it wrong.
I don't want to know anything else.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about Korea. So,
yeah, no, it's just there have been some other things that have. Yeah. Been going on, so just been put on hold. But
timing and life always gets in the way.
Yep, indeed.
Wow.
So,
you haven't seen my janky ass podcasting setup, have you? You know how I had all those troubles with the microphone?
Yeah.
I ended up getting an IKEA lamp, stripping out all the electronic parts of it, and so I'm just using the arm, and then I've got the Rock Band USB microphone plugged into it, and that's sitting up on the mic stand. So this podcasting mic cost me nothing.
Sweet. That's pretty ingenious.
Well, I had to do something because I was sick of going like. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, I know, like, I'm just using a crappy headset right now, and I'm sure my sound will come through a little bit off, but I certainly, if I was still doing the show, I wanted to get that, like. But are you guys recording? Are you still recording the way that we always did with Josh recording, or are you recording separately?
Yeah, I'm still doing it the old way.
You're still just doing it the old way? Have you guys played around with recording the other way, or?
We have, but with my side of the things, my computer just completely grinds to a halt and shits itself because I could never get the recording to stick.
That's what the problem with my system always was too. It wasn't, it just didn't have enough. I don't think I had enough memory or something to run things, so it was always crapping out on me.
Thing.
I'm sure this is thrilling for everyone that's listening, but
oh yeah, just always. cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, thanks everybody for hanging out with us. We would love to. Have Mark on even longer, but you know it has been a while. He gave us extra time already, and he has to go. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not that. It's just that I may be doing the face desk soon. I'm just you know running on very little energy. And
it's more so preventative than actual necessity.
Yeah, unless someone wants to find me. Emergency 911 number for London, Ontario. Come and get me.
No, man.
On
go.
The floor.
Go do your thing, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for having me. It's been great being back, and I'll catch up with everyone later.
Okay.
All right. Take care, guys.
Hold, Mark. See ya.
See ya.
Pew. You can reach Mark Wilson on FriendFeed at friendfeed.com/MarkWilson12. Or is it? No, it's just Mark Wilson. Gosh, it's been too long. Damn it. And you can reach me at friendfeed.com/Josh Haley.
Friendfeed.com/JWellington. And you've done the email address?
No, go ahead.
It's thundercats@gmail.com. And the phone number is for leaving us voicemails.
Yeah.
Ow. I think I just pulled my jaw a little bit. Was 6822FCATS. That's 682-233-2287 plus one for international callers.
Do it. Do it now.
Do it now. Hmm.
Well, That went pretty well, I think.
Yes. Happy anniversary, sir.
Thanks, man. You too.
Yes.
It's been a year. It's been a lot of work. And a lot of people have helped us out. Oh, man. A lot of craziness. And speaking of craziness and timing and everything, just so everybody knows, we're going to be off the air for a little while. Podcast will resume in what, 4 weeks?
Yeah, about 4 weeks. Yeah,
because we have the next three Fridays, we can't do the podcast. So, if you're looking for a moment to win on the next three Fridays around this time, you probably won't be able to find one. At least
we're going on a fundication.
Fundication. That's right. So, Johnny's got places to be, people to see. I've got stuff to do, and it's just a good time. My mother-in-law is actually here in town, and I want to be able to spend some time with her.
Mm-hmm. And we've been doing, I've got to say, Josh, you've probably only not been on one or two episodes.
One.
So, claps for Mr. Haley, who's bloody held down the fort for all this time.
Well,
I mean,
and even that one time I was in the stupid chat room, I can't not be there, I guess.
So it's just after 52 episodes, timing has sort of conspired that we're going to take a small break, get rested, and then in a couple of weeks' time come back and just smash it out of the park again.
Yep, it's a fundrabatical, according to Micah Whitman. Thank you. And we are bitches, according to Outsanity. Thank you as well. And
that's fun.
It's cool. And Alfredo always comes through with the Kirby dance. Thank you.
That's what it is.
Yeah, dude. You see Kirby?
I do now. Nice. Excellent.
Spider says she's going to be you streaming a concert next Friday. So
awesome.
Let's all pay attention and tune into that. That would be awesome.
That would be. I say that Spider's concert next week is so awesome. We should loan her the two Fs.
We should, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes. And
so,
and this would be a good time, you know, this next few weeks for Random Time Lords to, you know, to try to take over, you know.
And to quote one of my favorite sayings, I've seen what happened to the proud when they take on the throne. And, just pointing out here, Bryce, you now have some homework, sir. So it's a thing we have. It's okay.
Yes. Speaking of homework, that's a good point. Remember, everybody, that we have 52 episodes plus a few handfuls of Funderbytes available on our website, thundercats.com, and through iTunes, search for Thundercats. So you could say you start all over, listen to the first few episodes, go in the middle, you know, go back and, you know, if you really get jonesing, so you won't miss us so much. But, you know, we'll still be there, just in recorded form.
Yes. Well, I'm reading about 160 on this leg of pork, so I think she's done.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Indeed. All that and a bucket of chicken.
Nom.
Yes.
Perfect timing. So, family's just walking in the door. They actually gave me the house. Until now.
Awesome.
Yeah. But how was the timing on that doorbell?
That was perfect.
You were taking a breath to start. And ding dong. Unbelievable. Now they can't get in. Hang on.
You got Alfredo, who was the first guest on Thundercats. A little bit of a inside baseball for you. Rasheen was the first guest on Thundercats. But due to scheduling, we actually record both episodes, the first episode and the second episode, on the same day. But we recorded Ra's interview first, which was episode 2, and then we recorded episode 1 after that. So the first guest on Thundercats was our first ever episode, and we just bumbled our way through it, and then we were all relaxed, and we did our first episode.
So. There you have it.
Who will be the last guest on Thundercats? We'll tell you when we get to our last episode, which this is not it.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
rock on.
Rock on. I think that's about it.
We should have the penguin on.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I tried to do auto-tune, but apparently it's not piping through, and I can't hear it, so oh well. Maybe next time.
Yes.
Because that would be funny.
Indeed it would be.
That would be most hilarious.